Okay, on the line now, I have Mayor of Fingal, Councillor Dara Butler. Good morning to you, Dara. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. Hope you're keeping well.
Okay, great renaissance for the Fingal area, especially in Swords.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant, you know, that we have a kind of jobs bonanza, you know, taking place there. You know, so it's more recent when eShop World announced that they're going to create 250 new high-end jobs over the, you know, the next 3 years. And, you know, it's part of a 25 million investment that they're going to make, you know, in people and software development, research and design. And, you know, it's fantastic that, you know, their staff will increase to 400 by 2019, which is great, you know. You know, we've a lot of other new companies as well, you know, Converge coming as well, creating 100 new jobs, you know, based in the Woodford Business Park in Santry and also in the Swords Business Camp, and you know, RIA creating 110 new jobs with its Irish headquarters at Airside Business Park. So, yeah, it's great to see these roles, you know, especially technical engineering, software solutions, business development, operations management. It's a real boost for Swords and a boost for Fingal, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And is it proximity to the airport, you think, is the attraction, or what do you think it is?
Yeah, I think, well, I suppose Fingal, we are a kind of very attractive area for companies to set up, you know. Yeah, and especially if they have a global mindset, you know, having the airport there is great. You know, I think it is a good endorsement that we're a location where companies can come and settle and they can grow and they can create high-end jobs. But I suppose our proximity to the airport, our proximity to the city centre, the fact that, you know, the census results are showing that we have the youngest population in the country, and in terms of, you know, most of Europe, you know, you wouldn't really get a population that we have that's younger. We've a highly educated population in you know, in terms of education and third level qualifications, that's all coming out of the census results, you know. So we're well based, I think, strategically, and you know, we do have the lowest rates amongst the four Dublin local authorities as well, you know. So we do have a very jobs minded council, you know, both mm-hmm. in the management and the councillor. So yeah, I think hopefully that's all playing part of this coming to fruition.
I suppose a few things as well that's in the equation is there's a lot of houses that's been built out there. Also, it'd be cheaper to live out there and rent and every sort of thing in every way for it to do with employers or employees. That all comes into the mix as well, doesn't it, Darren?
Yeah, I suppose obviously it'd be cheaper in the city centre, but I suppose rents are still quite high, and you know, certainly around the Swords area and increasing all the time, which is proving its own difficulty, you know, and obviously housing as well. I suppose in terms of Fingal County Council, there would be really three main objectives, and you know, the first one is obviously housing and making sure we're doing as much as we can to solve the housing crisis, and in that regard we're one of the few councils that is coming out with praise for the efforts we're making in that regard. And I suppose the other areas then are obviously business and tourism. So, you know, I suppose as a council, both councillors and management, we're kind of very focused on those issues, housing, you know, making place Fingal a great place for people to live, for people to work, and for people to come and visit, you know. So I suppose we're very mindful of that in everything we try and do.
So it's a pretty hands-on thing for the councillors out there working in conjunction with a lot of the firms, but also keeping an eye on them as well and monitoring along the way to make sure that everything's going well, and if there's any needs there that they can be supplied.
Yeah, no, it is. And certainly, like, I think we're the only council in the country that actually has a dedicated director of services towards the whole economic, and in Ed Hearn, who's kind of director of services for the whole business side, the economy side of Fingal and tourism, you know. So yeah, as a council, it's certainly something we take very seriously, you know. And that's, you know, we're all about creating jobs, creating quality jobs within Fingal, you know. In an ideal world, you know, people have jobs on their doorstep as opposed to having to go into the city centre, you know. So it comes back to us mm-hmm. doing really everything we can to attract jobs into Fingal, and, you know, as I said, to make Fingal the best space we can to kind of work, live and play. And, you know, this all helps. Like, it's great, especially for myself coming from Swords being the county town of Fingal. It is great mm-hmm. news for us, and it kind of highlights one of the main things for me as a councillor is Metro North, you know, that we need Metro North out the Swords and going via DCU and the airport. So, you know, this all helps with those arguments mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, I hate talking about Metro North, because I'm just wondering, will it ever happen? Is it just something that people just talk about for conversation every now and again?
Oh, it's It's the same, and I share your frustrations, like, you know, and I almost think I'll be retired by the time it comes around, but I think it will happen. It's just trying to put the pressure on government to make it happen sooner, and to make it that it's substantial, that we're not getting some sort of Metro North light that has to be dug up and replaced with bigger platforms in a few years' time, because I've no doubt that it'll be to maximum capacity as soon as the thing is open. So, yeah, but it is, like, but we're doing great as it is out in Fingal, but certainly with the housing developments we want to do as well, you know, we really do need Metro North as well. But
for interrupting you there. Is there anything else within the infrastructure you'd like to see improved, to improve for everybody all the way around, whether it's transport or social amenities, anything like that at all? Is there anything you'd like to see in the infrastructure?
Yeah, well, I suppose, well, it all really does come down to transport and providing, you know, effective, efficient transport solutions for people. You know, the M50 is pretty much acting at capacity, you know, already, even with the developments of that a few years ago. So, to be honest with you, yeah, infrastructure is the main one, that we get as many cars off the road as we can, and, you know, that is having a better transport, public transport system. So, I suppose we do need that, but I suppose we are lucky in that, you know, we do have a kind of fantastic road network within the Fingal area. As you said, that once you're out the tunnel, you're out of the city centre traffic, and, you know, businesses located in Swords and Fingal, either in Swords and in kind of the Dublin West parts of Fingal, can easily get onto that motorway network and get all around the country. So, you know, in that regard, in terms of businesses, I think we're doing well there. I think we just need to provide public transport solutions for the employees and all the people who are going to be taking up these jobs, that they don't have to jump in their car every morning.
Yes, yeah. Because you can see, Dara, with the infrastructure, you said the building of houses in Dunabate, Swords, and all the small towns all along that coastline there, and maybe just one way in and one way out. So at least if you had a bus going in and out, it's one vehicle rather than sort of having lines of cars. So that's something that I suppose that could be looked at. Has that been looked at?
Yeah, no, well, we are looking at that. Like, we are, and like, there will be, in terms of, you know, a lot of the development and housing development Swords, our recent development plan that we did with the housing development, will take part in the kind of Listen Hall, the northern part of Swords. And last week we did receive funding for the government for a new access road in terms of Dunabate, in terms of what the council plans have there. So, yeah, I think a lot of that is coming to fruition. And, you know, the development plan that we passed in the last few months, you know, it certainly was very... The days of development plans being developer-led were long gone. You know, this was a plan and proposals put forward by the council management that was backed by a majority of councillors. So, yeah, I think, certainly in this day and age, you know, I think Fingal County Council, we won 2 awards in the last 6 months for being the best local authority in the country. So, yeah, a lot of time and effort is being put in to make sure we do all of this right, you know, now and going forward.
Yeah, because the census has just come out, and I've talked with this many times with Patrick Finnegan, off the North County Leader, that the Fingal area is the 8th highest populated area in the whole country. So, and you say they're all young people that's going out there. A lot of it out of necessity, but now out of just to live, but now, like, there's lots and lots of jobs coming up out there, so it's going to be the go-to area of the future as well. So all the sort of thing with the infrastructure and all that, to the social media,
great boom. You're 100%. I was having a quick look at the census figures there myself. Obviously I'd seen the preliminary ones before that we are, you know, I think one of the fastest growing counties. We're, as I said, one of the youngest. We're the one, the best educated. We also are the most diverse in terms of people from kind of all the new communities. So, yeah, it's an exciting local authority to be a councillor on, and certainly as my years, my 10 months I've had as Mayor of Fingal, I'll have another 2 months to go. It's certainly been fantastic going around Fingal and seeing all the different activities, all the different groups, all the different kind of the new communities, and, you know, the events they offer and how they're integrating. So, yeah, it certainly is an exciting council to be involved in, and the census figures back that up.
Okay. And yourself, you say you have 2 months to go, so are you giving up, or have to give up, or what happens after the 2 months?
Well, I suppose we have council elections generally are held every 5 years, the same date as the European elections. So the next council elections are 2019. So now every year the 40 councillors would elect a Cathaoirleach, who is effectively the mayor of Fingal. So it's a 1-year term. So it was the, I think, Friday the 16th of June is our AGM, and we'll elect a new mayor of Fingal. So, yeah, no, I'll still continue on as a councillor.
It's just a great honour to be mayor of Fingal
for the year.
Okay, and that covers the whole area of Swords, obviously. So you've enjoyed the year as mayor of Fingal. I only said it at the beginning, but I didn't mention it. Well, the duties of it, is that any different from the councillor, or is it just a part of it?
Yeah, well, effectively, you're the chair, like you're the chairperson of the council meetings. So I suppose you chair all the council meetings, which this year was kind of particularly onerous because we had the development plan. So you have another kind of 10 or so development plan meetings to chair. But yeah, effectively, you're mayor of Fingal. In that, you know, really is a title if you go abroad or people are coming here or just really going out to meet community groups. Like, it's one thing it's fantastic. And God, I underestimated what it was going to be like. It really is. You do see when you go out to all the community groups all across Fingal how grateful they are and how brilliant it is, you know, that the mayor of Fingal, whoever it is, has turned up. They really do appreciate it. But as well as that, for me, like, all across Fingal, I've got to see all these fantastic community groups and events that normally I wouldn't get to see or wouldn't get to. So, no, it's fantastic. Like, from, you know, the last 2 months alone, the kind of events with the Russian community, the Chinese, the Iraqis, Kuwaitis, Romanians, the Slovak community, and many others, you know, and the African groups as well, and, you know, and then all the other fantastic events we have all across Fingal. You know, effectively, you're the representative of the council, you know, going out into the community and beyond, and it's a fantastic honour, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you did, and congratulations on your tenure over the past few years, and I'm sorry, you have to give it up, but still not. Yeah. You're still kept it busy enough as a councillor, so that's good going.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Well, when I hand back to Shane on the 16th of June, I think in later on in June, I think the 22nd of June or something like that, I'll be 10 years on Fingal County Council, so it's all been good fun. But no, and as I said, Fingal really is, in my opinion, and a lot of others, it certainly is a very progressive council, and I think, you know, we can see that and the successes we're having in terms of the job creation.
Okay, congratulations on all of that, and also on the two awards that the council has won as well, and on the mayorship that you've had, as I said. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Brilliant.
Here and there.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.